We welcome you inside the cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. That's right, the Siena Heights Saints fight song as we continue football talk here inside the cave. Ian Wendt, Pat Hayes, Tristan Kendrick here till 9 o'clock. And for right now, we have the Siena Heights Saints University head football coach, Matt Cohn, on the line. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How you doing, Ian?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. We need to dive right in, okay?
Let's do it.
How was the home atmosphere? I mean, we'll get to the game in a second, but it must have been nice.
It was great. Oh, it was great. You know, they had the drum line out early at the stadium, got the juices flowing a little bit. Stadium was packed. Beautiful day, just a great day here for college football.
Yeah, great to have it back. Over at Siena Heights, and you took on a St. Xavier team that you knew coming in was talented, you know, one of the top teams on the other side of the conference, a crossover game for you guys. Tough game, all the way down to the wire.
It was, you know, in our first two games playing two pretty good football teams, having both games come down to the final drive, just came up short, you know, for a myriad of different reasons, but nonetheless weren't able to pull it off in the end with that last drive.
So just checking out the box score, and it was a 20-13 loss for your Saints. Looking at the field goals, you know, that you had a couple of them, and they weren't incredibly long. So that tells me, you know, your offense did enough to get into field goal range, but not really closing out drives. Is that a sort of a fair assessment?
It is, and you know, kind of coupled with that, a thing that became incredibly frustrating throughout the game was our penalties. You know, if you scan down at that box score, you see that we were penalized 12 times for over 100 yards. And a lot of those penalties came when we were driving the football. We had a first and goal from the 5 negated because of a holding penalty. We were able to battle back actually in the exact same drive, get back down there, had a first and goal at the 2, negated again because of a penalty. And then later on in the game, same thing happened to us again, had a first and goal at the 7, negated because of a penalty. So kind of a reoccurring theme for us were some penalties on Saturday that either put us behind the sticks, put us in some second and longs or some third and longs, or took us out of first and goal opportunities, and we weren't able to come back and punch those in, have to settle for 2 field goals, and then we did attempt a third that unfortunately we missed. So that was kind of the theme offensively. We were doing some really good things, but then kept getting pushed back because of some penalties.
Coach, after watching the film, I guess, what is the biggest thing that you say you could take away from offensively that you've seen on tape?
Yeah, it's just, you know, kind of a reoccurring theme for us has been execution. You know, Tristan, it may be tough for the blind eye to see from the stands, but when you really diagnose the tape and you got your wide shot and your tight shot, you know, it's pretty evident that we don't have 11 guys that are executing on a consistent basis. You know, when you combine that with some of the penalties I mentioned, you know, it was great to see you at the game, Tristan. You know, it's great to have all of our alumni back. And, you saw we had some guys running down the field naked at times and, you know, just were unable to get them the ball in some crucial
situations. What'd you say?
Where, you know, we were able to get some guys open downfield. So, you know, not being able to connect on some easy long TDs with the penalties and the lack of execution, you know, all kind of added up and snowballed on us a little bit.
Now wait, Coach, you said, okay, so you had alumni there, and then you said you had people running down the field naked? Those aren't related, are they?
No. Just, I guess, a football figure of speech.
Okay, good. All right.
Football
Thank
figure of speech. Silly. So more technically, eloquently put, would be we had receivers running down the field with nobody around them.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if those were tied into each other. Okay, good.
Now, Coach, we talk about the penalties, and, of course, you see it all on film. How do you coach against penalties. You know, some of those penalties come in some very crucial spots in the game that can either give you a win or unfortunately give you that loss. You know, what do you do? What do you tell your players about penalties?
Well, it's just about being in good position, you know, using proper techniques so you're not in a position where you have to reach or grab. You know, you have your hips underneath you, you're moving your feet, and you're not going to be in a situation where you even give the official an opportunity to throw the flag. And, you know, you never want to put anything off on an official. You know, you want to be able to handle the game yourself. And so I'm certainly not saying that. But some were questionable. But at the end of the day, if we're using proper technique and we're getting where we need to be and we're not reaching and grabbing, we don't leave it up the official to make a judgment call and in a second to determine, hey, were his hands inside? Were they not inside? Was there cloth? Was there not cloth? So it all comes down to our technique.
Coach, you had a new quarterback under center. I know you tried to go to Hayden Lehman week one, but you couldn't due to circumstances. Obviously a young kid at quarterback. Can you kind of assess his performance?
Yeah, well, we went with Hayden again in week two. Ryan Miner was listed as our starter coming out of training camp. He really earned that position coming out of training camp and then was away from us. The Wednesday of our game week, game one, he had to leave the team because of some contact tracing for 2 weeks. And we were able to get him back at the start of our prep week for St. Xavier. But we had done a lot of game planning and done a lot of install for St. Xavier in our bye week. And, you know, he wasn't here for that. So he was behind the gun a little bit. But moving forward this week, we're going to get back with Ryan. You know, he was the guy that earned the position coming out of training camp. And now that he's been back with us for another whole week and gotten back into the swing of things, he looked pretty sharp towards the end of the week of St. Xavier and looked sharp in practice last night. So Ryan will get his first start this weekend against St. Francis.
Yeah, my apologies. As you mentioned, Lehman got the start in week one. I mean, you know, kind of thrown into it here with Hayden. He was just over 50% completion. The one interception, no touchdowns, but 165 yards. It seemed good enough, right, at times, Coach?
You know, he did a solid job. You know, Hayden works his tail off, plays extremely hard, made some good plays with his feet when things broke down. Just, you know, a few missed throws, missed opportunities with receivers running downfield that I know we all certainly wish we could get back and have a chance to throw again. And, you know, those are the types of plays that can blow a game open and that can give you momentum. And I think momentum played a big role in the game Saturday as well. You know, we were unable to generate some of those big plays to give us momentum. And then when we were able to start consistently moving the ball and get down in their red zone and get some momentum going, you know, we were hit with a penalty that took that away from us. And with, three of our five offensive linemen just starting in their second game and a quarterback starting in his second game, that momentum is huge and that confidence is huge when you're out on the field against a good team. And we weren't able to consistently have that throughout the game on Saturday.
One more quick one for your coach. You look forward to this Saturday. You stay at home. You're taking on St. Francis, Illinois. That's another crossover game. Real quick, just a quick thought on St. Francis.
Yeah, you know, we've had great battles with them over the years. They do some things kind of unorthodox on defense. They're going to line up in a lot of different fronts. On offense, they always have a terrific quarterback. They always put a dual threat guy out there. So they make you defend every square inch of the football field and try and show you a lot of different things on defense to confuse your count, to confuse your calls, things like that. So they played one game so far. They had their first game canceled due to some COVID stuff. So they opened up their first game of the season last week. So we do have one film on them and have some film from last year on them. And we're working hard to prepare to be ready to go on Saturday.
And that'll be a noon kickoff over at O'Loughlin Stadium at Siena Heights University. We've been talking with their football coach, Matt Cohn. Coach, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Ian. Take care, guys.
Right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
And there you have it. Siena Heights Saints head coach, Matt Cohn, as they go for win number one this weekend. Two losses, a combined 10 points between the two. Looking to turn that around in week three. When we return here inside the cave, high school football power rankings for Lenawee County. It's updated. We'll talk about it. It's interesting. Ian Wendt, Pat Hayes, Tristan Kendrick, inside the cave.